With a check on the latest sports news, I'm Andrell Harris. We begin on the track where local athlete Jamal Walton competed this weekend at the Aggie Twilight Meet in Texas. He finished in second place in the men's 400-meter finals with a time of 46.26 seconds. According to published reports, this is a record-breaking time. Walton, who has competed without a team, was listed as unattached. Staying on the track but shifting to Jamaica now, where Cayman represents at the SWISAC track meet in Jamaica. Some highlights: 15-year-old Joshua Cox finished 13th place in the boys' 14-15 400-meter run class 2 with a time of 51.72 seconds. Teammate Samuel Campbell crossed the line in 53.41 seconds. In the men's open 400-meter division, 21-year-old Wayne Small finished in the 16th place with a time of 52.87 seconds. 15-year-old Ariana Ebanks came in 10th place in the girls' 15 to 16 shot put class 2 with a distance of 11.28 meters, while Ajaya Lewis took 7th place in the girls' 17 to 18 high jump class 1 with a height of 1.6 meters. In other sports news, the Prosperity Capital Management Limited Cayman Islands under-19 girls rugby team continues their preparation for the Las Vegas Invitational Sevens, the tournament in which they won the Shield competition in 2018. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The 2018 tournament was the group's first opportunity for competitive matches and proved to be a key stepping stone in the team's development. Rugby organizers say many of the squad who traveled last year have been retained in this year's select squad, and their experience from the previous tournament will be vital. The traveling teams consist of Rhea Plunkett, Ella Plunkett, Pippa Parker, Taya Bovell, Catherine Erskine, Skylar Smith, Maya Heiss, Molly Kehoe, Sammy Galvin, Jasmine Line, and Kaylee Scott. Ellie Stabler will sadly miss out on the competition through injury after being selected in the initial traveling squad. Preparations for the tournament are underway, with the team training hard in order to better their finishing position in the 2018 tournament. The team departs for the Las Vegas Invitational on Wednesday, February 27th. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And staying with rugby news, it's been a long dream for the Cayman Islands Rugby Union to go to the Rugby World Cup. But is Cayman ready to face off against huge rugby nations like the USA, Canada, or Uruguay? Rugby director Javan Bull says Cayman is still very young in comparison to a lot of the top-tier rugby nations.
World Rugby have shown that with a lot of assistance, there can be a quick turnaround. You look at countries like Uruguay, Romania, although they are a top-tier country, even a country like Argentina, who are struggling with their semi-professional system, have now turned it around and now are on the top 10 of World Rugby standings. We start qualifications for the Rugby World Cup the year after Rugby World Cup. So we started the 2019 campaign for Rugby World Cup qualifiers in 2016. So this time around, we will start directly after the World Cup this year. So next year will be Rugby World Cup qualifiers. And every game that we play will be a step closer to Rugby World Cup. If we look ahead of the game and say, right, who will we eventually face in order to compete for a position in Rugby World Cup, it would more than likely end up either being the USA or Canada.
And is Cayman ready to face off against the US or Canada?
Not as of yet. I think in any kind of business or any entrepreneur will tell you, you've got to have sustainability and a pathway. For us, it's been going even before my time, before I arrived here as a skills coach, things were being put in place for that sustainability.
Rugby director Javan Bowles. And that's the latest sports news. I'm Andrell Harris for Radio Cayman Sports.